From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Jim Allen, the president and CEO of the Jim Allen Group at Coldwell Banker, HPNW. Jim, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful, and it's good to see you today. I wish I was in Miami with you, but...
Yes.
Great.
We have some wonderful weather right now. I can't complain. You know, despite all the challenges of the past year, the residential real estate market has been booming. How has your company capitalized on these market opportunities and transformed your process to continue to be successful in a remote environment?
So I'm so thankful that, first of all, we were named by our governor as being necessary originally. So we did never have to not meet people in public. But what I've had to learn how to do is we film now every house so that we can be sending it out. We actually walk the houses like we're showing a client and kind of talk them through the rooms that are there. We do an awful lot of Zoom business now. So most of our clients are acclimated, and we literally let them ask us what they want to see while we're in the house. So I'll do a live Facebook chat with somebody or another method, things we never thought of before. And I think about 40% of the homes I'm selling this year, people have never seen in person. Pretty of them are accepting video feed because we've got so many people relocating to the Triangle now, you know, because we just got named the number one place to live, the number one place to invest, and the number one place to start a new business, which I don't think Money Magazine's ever had all three be in one place before. So it feels like the whole country's moving here right now.
And are you seeing people moving to the Triangle area from places that you hadn't seen traditionally before? Where are they coming from?
We really are. California, big move to here. Wow. All of the northern states, we'd always caught a few of the halfbacks, but Colorado's another one that's opened wide open. I'm not sure why, but we seem to be getting the CEOs of companies moving here. We're also seeing people that sell their companies or people just looking to transition to a different life. You know, we kind of have a balance from the coast on one side. So you got great beaches. And then we've got skiing and mountains on the other side. So we kind of sit in the middle. And, you know, what we're feeling like is people are coming here to buy their forever home.
Right.
Like, instead of wherever they're at, they can come here and work and live and play and stay forever.
And, you know, now sellers are being able to shift through multiple offers from buyers flocking to the market. What challenges does the increased demand create for both sellers and buyers in this environment?
Well, for sellers, the problem I see is we're having to learn to deal with appraisals being using pending comps, really, instead of closed stuff, because our market is appreciating so rapidly. Last year, we had an 11% appreciation rate, which we've never had in our market previously. So every single month, literally, we're having to work there. But every home now is, we do coming soon. We almost never become active. So, and coming soon means people can't visually see it in person. So we'll have 5 to 10 to 20 to 30 offers on a property.
Wow.
It may start out at 500 and finish at 700 before we finish working it out. So the seller's side of it has become easier because our average days on market is 3 days. And I believe it's 3 days because it takes the agent 2 days to turn in their paperwork. If they turned it in a little quicker, it'd be even faster. But, and on the buy side, it's really created a market that if they don't react immediately, they just won't get the house because, you know, if you're not prepared to put an escalation clause in with your offer, you really never get a chance because I'm seeing almost every offer have an escalation clause in it now. And it might be, you know, $1,500 or $5,000 over the highest bid as they come in. So, you know, really, I think one more challenge on the seller side is really digging deep in the offers and seeing how much really are you netting more than the other offers.
Right.
The other ease of this has been that sellers aren't really doing repairs anymore. It's a marketplace where now buyers just simply have to accept where it is. A normal market for us would be carrying about 13,000 homes in our MLS. And currently, we have less than 1,800. Wow. So it's almost no market of homes whatsoever.
Yes. And Jim, how have you seen the pandemic transform the traditional MLS region to create perhaps more urban sprawl?
Well, what I'm feeling is since people aren't as concerned about living so close to their jobs, you know, really location has become just that, location. And their price range will dictate that they're willing to move further and further out. So what we're finding is the sleepy markets around us have really perked up, especially for people who are looking to get a little more acreage or they're a little more price conscious. They're traveling a little further. Used to be everybody wanted to be 15 to 20 minutes from their work environment.
Right.
And now my broad reach is almost 3 hours from one end to the right. other. You know, people are willing from the economic center to go an hour and a half, hour and a half, hour and a half, hour and a half. So it's really opened up some of these other markets. Like there's a little sleepy town called Lewisburg to the northern side of us that no one was buying house there. Now you can't even get one started before it's sold. And Mebane on another outreach. So they're an hour and a half between the two. And literally both are selling as fast as you can start a home there.
So Jim Allen Group is one of the highest producing residential real estate teams in the Triangle region and consistently breaks the $400 million mark. What organizational transformations has your business had to undergo to remain competitive, especially in the midst of historically low inventory that we've been talking about?
Well, one of the things we're having to do is create our own listings. So we literally had to become a developer as well as someone who sells homes. So we're developing about 6,000 lots this year through our company so that we can keep up on the new side of the pace. But some of the other things we've had to do, you know, like this year will be the first year we've ever gone over $1 billion in sales. So internally, we've had to add a few staff positions, which, you know, who thought that would happen during a pandemic. But at the same time, in order to keep up with our marketplace, we've literally gone back old school and we're knocking on doors to get listings and going up and calling past clients and saying, hey, by the way, look how much your home has gone up in value. Please let us sell it. So instead of sitting back, catching the leads that are coming in, we're having to create them ourselves, which I believe is, you know, will serve us well in all markets going forward in the future. But in the current environment, without doing that, we really won't have listings. We're saying that we're selling an awful lot of our own listings ourselves again, because like, say, I may go on a listing appointment tonight and then before I even put it in the computer tomorrow morning, I've got it sold.
Wow. And through all the events and all the challenges of the past year, how have you transformed?
Wow. Well, I think what's most important to me now is I've realized the importance of my own home. I've realized that that space is somewhere I have to be able to do everything out of, because there are times that even though we were made essential employees, there were times when we did have to stay home. Everyone in my family has actually had COVID, including myself. So we had to quarantine ourselves in our home for a period of time. So getting used to that was one thing. But I think the biggest thing is it's made me have to plan more for the future, because when you don't have active, I'm used to carrying, 300 to 400 listings at a time. I only have about 70 active listings right now. So for me personally, it's been a matter of getting used to not having those things out there. But the other things, little simple things you don't think about. We don't have brochures readily available for people to pick up in front of homes anymore because you're worried about transfer. Everything right now is about me thinking about someone else's health and, how do we make it easier on our clients? Mm-hmm. I want to take all the stress out of the client's hands, which, we always tried to do, but not like now. Now it's, we literally want to do everything for that client so that they can concentrate on their own families and their own health.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.